Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
You can beat the feeling. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
Death and taxes and the picture of George Washington on the dollar bill, those are among the few constants in a changing world. But now another of those constants may be changing. Coca-Cola is about to announce what it calls the most significant development in its history.
The formula for Coca-Cola is called Merchandise 7X, a recipe so secret that it's locked inside this Atlanta bank vault, so successful that it's been tinkered with, but never dramatically changed in nearly 100 years. But tomorrow, Coca-Cola Company will tell a thirsty world it's putting a smoother, sweeter taste into the most instantly recognizable bottle in the world.
April 23rd, 1985. Coca-Cola announced it was scrapping the original Coke for a newer, sweeter version. There was tons of taste tests. They're like, we love whatever this soft drink is. Mm-hmm. Better than the original Coke that's been around since the 1800s. Mm-hmm. And it did not go well. New Coke did not go well. It went famously bad for a dynamo of, I mean, when you think about food, any products, but food products, Coke is
Coke is number one. And not just soda. Coke is like, when you think of an iconic brand, you think of Disney, you think of McDonald's, you think of Coca-Cola.
They worked it into Christmas.
Yeah.
Remember like the Coke commercial, like Santa, Polar Bear, Santa drinking soda. Oh, I was like, what does this have to do with anything? No. They're like, we say it
they're
has
like,
to do something.
We say what you like and you like this. And they're like, yeah, I do.
They're the longest sponsor of the Olympics. It's like, you want to be healthy, you want to be the best athlete, drink soda.
Exactly.
Mainly Coke, please.
Yes, please. Only Coke.
So it's an icon, and what Coke didn't really count on was the brand loyalty. Mm-hmm. People sometimes don't like change.
No.
In an effort to sometimes change is for the better, but mm-hmm. some people do not like change. They don't want to be reminded that things are changing. They want the thing that they've, and of course, you know, your taste buds are like, I'm accustomed to this. I like the way this tastes. I don't necessarily want something new.
Yeah.
Here's the problem is that Coke has always been number one.
Yeah.
Pepsi number two. Mm-hmm. At least back then. There was a far, it's kind of the way McDonald's is number one and Burger King is number two. There's a far divide. Mm-hmm. But around in the 80s, Pepsi was really like rising to where they were like, whoa, they're getting way too close to where we're at. And that was because of the Pepsi challenge was huge. You know, people, the marketing of the Pepsi challenge was huge for Pepsi because they were just like, it's almost kind of like what you'd see in like a YouTube video now where it's like or it's like a reality thing. It's like, what do you think tastes better? And then you say Pepsi three times in the mirror and then Pepsi comes and kills you.
Whoa.
Yeah, that was a Pepsi challenge.
Whoa, that's a pretty cool challenge.
Yeah, it's pretty dark. Pretty
cool. And then you put a Pepsi can on your lips and they fucking leak.
Yeah, so it's got really weird.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
But what Coke decides, like, well, all right, people seem to be digging on Pepsi. Let's just switch Coke to taste more like Pepsi, which is essentially Pepsi is sweeter. I grew up.
Are you a Pepsi?
I was a Pepsi guy.
Really?
My dad was a Pepsi guy.
Not us. We were Diet Cokes all the way home.
No, it was Pepsi and then straight up original Mountain Dew.
Whoa.
Which is.
That is, yeah.
Toxic.
Yeah. Mountain Dew also, they say energy drinks are really strong. Mountain Dew, when I drink a Mountain Dew now, I feel like my heart is going to explode.
Yeah.
Honestly, like to drink, there was always someone in college, they were like, they would drink like 3 liters of Mountain Dew a day. And you're just like, are you insane?
Coke was like, well, how about this? We'll just scrap our very popular product and then just become closer. They never would admit it, but they were like, you're making it sweeter to taste more like Pepsi.
Yeah, which is both lacks confidence and is very arrogant. It lacks confidence because it's like, your product is what has brought you here. People love it. And is arrogant because you think that you're going to keep loyal you know, buyers involved and profitable if you're going to give, if you're going to switch it up on them and they're just going to drink it.
Or you're going to take away from people. I think it's almost like our original base, who cares? We already got them. They'll drink whatever we give them. We need mm-hmm. to take Pepsi out of people's hands and put new Cokes in their hands. And it did not go well. Not even so much that it was like, oh, it tasted bad or it poisoned people. I remember drinking it and I was like, oh, cool. And I was just like, it didn't taste like, it reminded me of like, I don't remember, like RC Cola, which was a little bit similar to Pepsi. It kind of reminded me of that. And
yeah, RC Cola was so gross.
It was pretty
gross. Our high school theater teacher only drank RC Cola. Yeah,
I kind of liked it, but it was in that Pepsi world. So
it was. It was in that very, like, you're right, a little bit sweeter, kind of like tinnier taste.
Sure, yeah.
Like cherry. I think it had a little more cherry.
Yeah, like a very, like a, and then Mountain Dew, it like has like a hint of like the citrus in there. So they were kind of big on that. However, Coca-Cola was so confident. They made such a huge deal of it.
Of course.
The chairman and CEO, Robert Gozueta, I'm pronouncing that right, went before the press gathered in New York City's Lincoln Center to introduce the new formula. He said it is smoother, rounder, yet bolder, a more harmonious flavor. But the press pretty much knew that New Coke tasted sweeter and more like Pepsi. They had performed 190,000 blind taste tests on U.S. and Canadian consumers. So they it's not like they didn't test New Coke. Mm-hmm. They did a similar thing. And I don't know how they test those. What, you know, what a blind taste test consists of. Are they doing it to skew it to be like, this is what's better? Other suggestive things. But on paper, they did the work. It's not like they just switched it over. But they underestimated the nation's sentimental value. That's what you... And they're accustomed to that taste, and they don't like the fact that you're like, you're telling me what I love is stupid, and now I'm insulted, and you're taking it away from me.
Yeah. Also, like, soda to... Like, cola to cola, everything is gross. Like, it's all gross. It's synthetic. Like, you grow up on something like you did with Pepsi, and you just like what you like, and it's never really going to change.
And in... Which, things I know, in the South... where Dr. John Pemberton first created it in 1886. It's a 100-year-old soda. Doing well. It's not like it's faltering. It just, I think they were just like, wait, the number two is like a closer number two than it has been. So we get defensive. And in the South, that was, you know, people were just like, this is where it was invented. Don't change it. And they got flooded with phone calls. 40,000 letters, tons of bad press, and they got up to 8,000 calls a day and had to hire extra operators to handle all the calls, you know, because it's like, public relations.
Yeah.
So 3 months later, they announced the return of Coca-Cola Classic, which is really, you know, it's ringing bells, right? Yeah, Coca-Cola Classic. Yeah. Peter Jennings, and he interrupted General Hospital to let people know that New Coke's out.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola Classic is back.
This trash to bring you... Trash. Drink this trash.
And it still worked out. I feel like there's maybe something like, for some reason, 7-Up, which is owned by Coke.
Yeah.
I'd have to check. For some reason, was talking about soda with people, like where things are. And for some reason, 7-Up, for some reason, is doing really well. Of course, bottled water came in and kind of shook things up. And iced teas, like a Snapple.
For sure.
Those things really shook things up. But Coke, I mean, you know, you don't... That joke where you go and you're like... I'll have a Coke. Is Pepsi okay?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, exactly. That kind of thing.
It's so in our vernacular, the Coke is synonymous with the soda, with the cola. That's success.
There were protests by groups such as Old Cola Drinkers of America.
Whoa.
People protested and they poured new Coke into sewer drains. Great for the environment.
Great. Excellent. Well, your point has been made.
Yeah. You're buying the new Coke just to trash
it. What a freedom fighter.
One Seattle consumer filed a lawsuit against Coke saying you have to provide the old version.
You have to.
Or you're going to prison.
I'm taking you to court, Coke.
And they also made Coke 2. They tried to like rebrand new Coke to Coke 2.
Sounds familiar also.
Yeah.
Well, now we have Coke Zero.
We do. Well, no. Coke Zero is now phased out. No. Well, not really. Coke Zero, I'm 2 months shy of 2 years of no soda.
That's amazing. I had one 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, right before our very eyes.
Yeah.
However, I loved Coke Zero. Love. There's no more. Coke Zero is being kind of phased out.
Really?
Yeah. Coke Zero, and then there's just I forget what the there's Diet Coke and there's another Coke. I forget what it is, okay. But
people do love Coke Zero.
People do love it. Yeah. Coke Zero is amazing.
And I remember they marketed it as like the masculine diet soda.
Yeah, it was for a long time. It was great.
It's very good. It's sweeter.
Diet Pepsi Max I liked.
Oh.
I will tell you.
What does Max mean? More caffeine?
Yeah, it's kind of like a really pumped up version. It was good. Mm. I'm going to tell you an interesting Coke story.
Okay.
Two things. I believe the formula for Coke, and I don't know if this has changed, but I remember it used mm-hmm. to be, it was a secret, and it was just called 7X.
Yes.
Which is a fun little
thing. I remember, I feel like that was in, and I went to a public school, in my history book.
7X is the form. It's a secret formula. I don't know if that's like seven ingredients. I don't know if it's like the seven ingredients.
Yeah, or something like that, but you never know, and they guard it so closely at 7-Up HQ, or Coke HQ.
Do you want a little bit of conspiracy theory around Coke? Do you want it to involve a celebrity?
Of course I do.
What if it's a celebrity that's a little bit nuts?
Yes!
I don't know if you want to hear
Christmas it. Oh, Christmas came early. Please.
I cannot tell you who told me this, where it happened, but I have this on very good authority.
Really? Where'd you find it? What happened?
It was on a set.
Oh.
It was on set.
Hobnobbing with other creative types.
I wasn't there. But I was working on said project as well. I just was not there that day.
Okay.
Stacey Dash?
Oh, my God. I just watched Clueless, and I was like, oh, she's crazy. She's so good in Clueless, though.
She's good, and a good actor. You know what I mean? She like looks great, and she's a good actor.
Yeah, she's one of those actors where you're just like, how old are you, 400?
But you look...
She was 40 in Clueless.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, at 97, she still looks great. She's a little bit... erratic, I'll say, because there's any fans out there. She told somebody that I've known for a very, very long time, not one to lie. They were talking about, because they were on set, and he was like, I'm trying not to drink so much soda.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to drink so much Coke. She's like, well, that's a mistake because regular Coke is good for you. The government doesn't want you to know of the health benefits of Coke.
Hell yes. Coming from Stacey Dash on set, you heard it. Sage advice from Stacey Dash. Coke is healthy. Keep drinking it. The government is wrong. You are right.
In defense, I was like, I mean, if you're drinking a lot of Coke, you look great.
Yeah.
Maybe you know something we don't.
There's something to this.
Okay. So she said one other crazy thing.
Oh, I love this.
This is so great. She was like, my secret to like success is patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Hey!
I was like, she's like, I go to it. She's like, I get bonus episodes. I get episodes with no talking.
She's like, talking. I undo 6 months of aging. Every donation I make.
Yeah, every bonus episode. It's so interesting.
Oh my God, that's very interesting. Now I just want to go down a Stacey Dash wormhole. But if you're Stacey Dash, please call in and tell us.
Call us at patreon.com/ let's go. Oh no, I'll give us. You know, call us at 7X.